There are some herbs, mixture of herbs, that can feed your organs, that your organ can come back 100% whole. Your organ didn't get like they are overnight, so they're not going to get right overnight. But it's a month to a year ratio. In other words, 11 years of wrong eating, 11 months of right eating, and taking those herbs will handle it. Diabetes, nothing to it. Nothing to it. If you just go on and get on those herbs and eat right, force yourself to eat right, especially you got to get on the herb. The only, you heard me say two things, and I know God mocked me for this day. There's only two problems, constipation and mucus. That's the only two problems. It make all the other stuff start acting up. The herbs and right eating will remove the mucus and let your bowels go free. I just don't know how I can say it. Y'all excuse me. You know, and when you do that, because here we got now, we got 3 months, you got new blood. 11 months, all your cells and your organs are new. Don't care what your age is. 2 years, all your bones are new. That is if you're putting the right thing in there during that duration of time. Yes, so you know what happened. Our organs trying to renew, our blood trying to renew, and we get to messing up. So it goes back to the cycle. You follow what I'm saying? There's no such thing as anything that can't be cured. I studied a lot of things. By my 42 years of training, I go beyond some of the things they say, because I know some things in the spirit world. I'm the one talking about the army that's on the inside of you. Your liver and your heart works 24 hours a day, but it's a mighty warrior. But just like you and I, it got to have the right thing to eat. See, and reading the herbs are so good, and lose weight too. It's going to cause you to lose weight. The reading the herbs are so good. I ain't going on no diet. I'm just eating right. See, all these diets ain't been working. You get on a diet, you lose 50 pounds. See you 2 months later, you got the 50 pounds back. You got to become a lifestyle. Okay? And you'll be so happy, so refreshed. Philip, one of my sons, he followed every step I make. And I talked to them about it. I told them you need to take care of their body. And he listened at Mr. Morrow. And he woke up with his RV, and he come over to my RV. Said, we were talking, praying and talking. He said, man, after I heard that, man, I became so free. I got in the bed and I laid down. I was so restful. I'm beside myself. Because we all have a guilt conscience. You got a guilt conscience because we're not helping ourselves as we should. Are you following me? Now, I know the old paradigm. Now, one of my young men, we was in South Carolina, and I was on one of my times that I wasn't eating everything. You know, I went back. But one young man says they had prepared, the cooks had prepared for me, and so they got to eat what I eat, you know. And one young man, very quiet young man, what can we eat? As ignorant talking. There are a lot of healthy food you could fix that tastes good. And then you're going to have to change your taste bud. You're the one ruining it, so you're the one going to have to change it. Yes, see? Say for sweets, diabetes. You know it ain't right. It ain't right for nobody. It ain't right for nobody who don't have the so-called diabetes. But fruit, your taste can be adjusted to good fruit. You know what fruit does? Fruit go on the inside and start scrubbing your vessels, scrubbing your walls down. When you put herbs, eat vegetables, it goes through your body, drop the life off, and the rest of it pass on out. When you eat processed food, it can't even go through. Your body starts fighting it because it knows it's a mess coming in. It's like letting a burglar sleep at your house overnight. Tell him, good night, I'm going to bed. Tell a burglar you're going to bed. I'll see you. Good night. You know what he's going to do? Probably kill you and rob you. So that's the same way processed food is. It's like a burglar coming in your house and start robbing you of the vitality, of the strength, of the vigor you can have all the days of your life. Growing old don't make you sick. Growing sick make you old. You young men, your prostate, you need to eat a handful of pumpkin seed every morning or you're going to run into some great trouble. You need that zinc. Some of y'all in trouble now. I can feel it. You need that zinc in your body. Just eat the pumpkin seed, man. God, dog. See, don't eat no pork chop. Eat the pumpkin seed. You know, and bring your vitality, and you live a long life in health, strength, and enjoy yourself. So Americans are killing themselves because they're so rich. See, they're eating and think they're big time. Like me, I could eat anything. I can go in any restaurant, buy anything. That's the danger. Mm-hmm. Now, I know one gammy play, the insurance don't cover it. The insurance don't cover Disney World either. You went, didn't you? Yeah, you went. Huh? The last vacation you took and went stayed a week, so insurance don't cover that, but you went, didn't you? Huh? So it's not as valuable. So the insurance is with the system. They cover just the system. They ain't going to cover nothing. You venturing out saying, I'm going to take care of myself. So go on, spend the extra money. That's why the Lord had me to teach you about money. You need money to live and get stuff that is good for your body. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See? See, I don't care what it costs. I bought a book the other day, secondhand, $70. I ain't had to go pray. I needed that book. I wanted to read that book. Matter of fact, I'm going home and read some more. I read some last night. Going to read some more. All it is assimilation and elimination. What you're giving your body to assimilate in your body, to assist your organ, and then how your elimination system is going to work with that, what you put in there. One, two. That's all. One, two. Very simple. Very simple. Now, why God called me to do this? 20 years ago when I got money coming, some weeks later I heard help coming. But I had to work with the money coming enemies for a long time. And now he bring me back out. And I could not. This morning he got me out of the bed. He said, preach help coming to the body of Christ. Then he gave me 7 more sermons. In matter of 15 minutes. Information, just information that the body of Christ needs to hear. Now, understand this, children. We are worldwide from Darrow. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. This church has a voice. Yes, sir. God has given this church a voice. Don't get concerned about when you start taking, you start sniffing, stuff start coming out your nose, feel like your little head, a little dizzy. That's that junk coming out. That 5 pounds of mucus you got in your head coming out. I heard a consultation where a man's hand was cracking. And he said, this stuff, white stuff keep coming out of his hand. Mr. Morrow said to him, that mucus trying to find a way out. See? So it's not complicated. It's assimilation, elimination, two corporate, and no more two. I told him to you what I told you it was. Constipation and mucus. Now, you go into the bathroom and say, I ain't constipated. Everybody in here probably constipated. Because once you eat a half hour to an hour, you need to go to the restroom. All y'all ain't doing that. You eat at 2 o'clock, go to the bathroom at 7 o'clock at night. That means your system is not working right, and your system is not agreeing with what you put in there. You follow what I'm saying? See, you your physician. Physician, heal thyself. Ain't nobody can take care of your body. You can go to the doctor. He can't take care. He can't go home with you. Then this book is for doctors also. Because doctors die young. Because medicine can't keep you alive. according to the scriptures. Some of y'all are not going to do it. You're too damn stubborn to do it. You got your mind made up. You got to break that. That's damnation from hell. Don't be stubborn like that. Ask questions. At least look. At least read. God, dog, I wouldn't come tell you something just to have something to say. I got a thousand of sermons I could preach. I've been reading the Bible for 42 years. I weep because I love my people. I say, oh, my God. See, because God never tell me nothing that he's not telling it for my family. He never showed me nothing that he's not showing for the church.
Yes, sir.
For the people that follow me and the people connected to me, when he tell me something, I know he ain't just talking to me. So I tell it.
Yes, sir.
I don't care who don't like it. I'm not going to sacrifice a bunch of people for five people.
Amen.
You know, say, ma'am, I'm going to church where they preach the gospel. This is the gospel.
Yes, sir.
This is freedom. Jesus said, you shall know what?
The truth
and do what?
The
it's the truth. I know the truth. See, I have discernment and I know how to try. I've been looking for this for a long time. But I had to get to a certain section in my life. See, people believe me about prosperity. Why? Because I'm prosperous.
Yes,
so how are people going to believe me about health if I'm not healthy? So I'm not asking you to do something that I'm not doing. But I feel so restful. And I drove about 2.5-3 hours. I told my wife, drive my 45, how many feet long that thing?
No.
45 feet long with a Suburban hooked behind. That's a long too, you know. I drove it. I got home, felt like a young man. I feel like I would tear the house down, boy. Yeah, I had no feeling. But what did I eat? When I come to the consummation, what did I eat? Huh? I had a vegetable stir fry. No meat. No gum. I jumped up this morning. I'm going to preach. Felt like that 5-year-old boy right there. Uh-huh. You notice what I said about the 114-year-old man? He wasn't spiritual. He prayed a few minutes. 114. So what are you doing then? He's doing what Christian not doing. Christian all praying and no watching. They got good words coming out their mouth, but then they go sit down and they put bad things in their mouth. Weight problem. Diet. Come on, die. They've been dieting for weight. Eating all this crazy stuff these people talk. These people just making money. They got people just making money on that side too, you understand? I told Mr. Morrow, I said, how much you charge? He said, no, you can't do that. That's why you got to pay $45 for 30 minutes. I did that. I told him, I need you traveling. You need to travel. You got to have money to travel. He's 82. I said, you can't be doing this for free all your life. These people need to give you to help you spread this. I got to send him, I'm going to send him a check tomorrow. Huh? You talk to him about diabetes. He said, what that is? Say, well, I checked my glucose and it's saying, what meter you checking with? Who that meter come from? He said, how you know you got diabetes? He says, what a number come from? Who determined the number that you sick? How you feel? And I feel like $1 million. No, 24 million. See? I get Gene to take this. He'll be in complete health in the next 2 years. Strong. About to start a new business. You got to be strong, man. You ain't got time to be messing around. I got a lot of gospel to preach. Y'all smart. Y'all hung over. You're smart. This is something I got to say. I don't want to say it all the time. I'm not afraid, but some things that come out when I'm in a small group like this. You know, I tell you my personal life. Now, my wife always took something. She's trying to get me to take it. I said, all right. But she ain't never had no medicine. And she not 36. I know she look it, but she not. And when the Lord showed me something, now my family, you know, I'm younger one, like I'm a young boy, I got to push my trail them. But they need to just go on. They know the truth because I take them in the theater and have a section. I tell them, I say, all right, you can do this now. This is what I did, but this is what you need to do. When you know better, you do better. Okay? And that's why I want to tell y'all, don't be condemned. No matter how long it's been, I don't care how many operations you had, start now feeding your body what you need to feed. They asked Mr. Morrow, one lady was concerned about taking, I don't know how many pills. He said, I take 200 a day. I said, call him right now, Chantel. I need to ask a question about that. Chantel, you heard it. Chantel called. Chantel said, you take 200 pills a day. He said, I take them all day long. They ain't going to hurt you. They agree with your body. They're building. That mean you got to take 200, you know. But, I mean, don't be scared about taking 15 or 20. You're not taking chemical. You're taking herb. Shoot, man, come on here. Let's go to church here. You understand what I'm saying? See? And then see, like, he need to lose weight. He know he lose weight. When he get on it, his weight going to start falling because when he reach for that piece of bread, something going to say to him, either the Holy Ghost or me. But he's going to have something to replace it. Ezekiel bread. They got Ezekiel resin toast. Delicious. I mean, you don't eat a pound of it, but it's not bad for you. You got to move. Let me see how can I say this. From taste to passing the test. You understand that language? Yeah, don't just go for the test. Next time, pass the test. And if you keep passing the test, then I'm so vibrant here this morning. I've been a Holy Ghost man of God. I pray hours and hours and hours. I read hours and hours. But that was that last thing mission, how to properly take care of my body. See, and what God did, he taught me many things about the spirit. Then you see, he started teaching us about grace and faith. Then he come to teach us about soul. Now, when you get that soul trained, what's the next thing? You're ready to attack that body. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing with this ministry. That's what he's doing with this church. I mean, whether you pursue it or not, the opportunity has been presented to you. You eat a steak, for 4 hours, your body is in shock. Don't know what to do with the doggone thing. It tastes good, but the body, what is this? Because a steak has no value at all. What they're going to do is get in your body rotten and set there until the organ try to use up a lot of energy trying to get it out. 4 hours, what happened next 4 hours? You're ready to eat again. So it's a cycle that's going on. I'm not saying you can't eat a steak sometime. But right now, you need to be working on something. See? And so, it's too much sickness in the body of Christ. We know that. It's too much sickness in the body. All this praying we do, we casting out devil. Demon said, I didn't do that. You did that last night. 11:30, you were eating ice cream and cookie. You did it last night. Why you won't curse me and call me? I agreed with you. Eat it. Eat it. The demon said, eat it. Eat it. Give me a piece. Eat it. Because he know what he's doing. He gonna disqualify you for your covenant with your mouth. See, we ain't got no problem praying. We pray, boy. We pray. We're praying, people. We ain't got no problem going to church. We come to church and sing and dance. We ain't got no problem with that. We good at that now. Young man walked to me and said, thank you for that. It was a great sermon this morning. He said, I'm overweight. I gotta get this thing right. I appreciate that. He let me know he was listening. Somebody heard me. See what I'm saying? He didn't get mad. See, that young man got more sense than some of the people in the White House. He didn't get mad. I'm telling him something for his good. Yes, at a young age, he can live a better life than I live. Yes, what more can I do? I teach you about living a good life, teach you about money, teach you about your body. Do you know what it cost me to do this? Do you know how many enemies I made this morning? Do you know how many preachers and got upset this morning? And they've been trying to block me for years. Trying to block me? Do you know how many? There's a book I read called Necessary Ending. Sometimes it's necessary to end a relationship. If it's holding you in one spot. It's time to get out of there. And so that's why I'm at ease. I'll be here Wednesday night. I'll be drilling that wood Wednesday night to get you in a position. You know, I got some of the people who are close to me, my workers on medicine and stuff. And then they give you medicine to take care of the medicine. And we so stupid. Just sit there and take it. Don't check nothing out yourself. Yeah, okay. Take 3 of these. Okay. What they do? Then now watch on TV. If they give you the side effect, one man was trying to get his prescription filled and the druggist said, I ain't feeling it. He said, why? This going to do worse than what you got. I mean, you get one pill and the man giving you, he said, they tell you part of it. 24 things they tell you going to do to you. It might give you a stroke. You might have a heart attack. You might die. You say, yeah, give it. I'll take all that. No, man, don't be stupid. Try to find a substitute. Take the substitute till the substitute overtake it. Your body starts giving you different symptoms. Come on, man. You got a miracle. You're living in a miracle machine. Every one of us. Every one of us, see? Now, you see, all I got to do is open my mouth. John and Barbara on it. Soon as I say it, John, my secretary, and her husband, on it. Soon as I say it, they jump on it. You know why? They respect my mouth. They say what come out of my mouth is from God to them. That's the way it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? I know I ain't God. Because I'm the one, I need some help. I'm getting the information too. I'm not doing nothing that I'm not telling you to do. Don't come telling me but I'm young. Got more young, impotent men. 20 years old at Mr. Morrow's office saying, can you help me with something? I had a woman married an impotent man. Then she come to me crying. I said, you ain't brought him to me. I'd have checked him out, see if he had any file. But you went on married, and then you bring him to me after. I want to check him out. That's what something you got to check out. What you getting married for? Is there no file? At a certain age, you know. I don't know what age that is. You follow what I'm saying? See, people do things. I quit my job. I come and get you to pray for me. Too late. I'm not wasting my prayer. You pray for yourself. You quit yourself. You know, it don't take long. It don't take no 24-hour counsel to talk to me. You can just tell me what's going on. I had a lady, just tell me what's going on. I say, I'll take care of that. You sit there with that constant session, a whole hour, nothing accomplished, just going round in circles. You told me, when I used to do it, I don't do it like now. When a person sat in my office, in 5 minutes, I have given them an answer. The other 55 minutes was a waste of my time because they're asking the same dumb question just in another way. So I just got tired of it. I said, gee, I ain't doing this no more. This is crazy. It's just tearing me down. They're not hearing what I'm saying. Husband and wife arguing? Huh? They're out to get each other. We're coming here to get the solution, not each other. They're trying to see who the best. She did this. I said, this is crazy. Going to see. Let us pray. That's what I tell them. Let us pray. I turn it over to the Lord. Man, I'm going home. Give me some meat. Rest my nerve. Because it wasn't doing no good. See, your message, Bob and John again, your message come out of my mouth. When I come here, everybody could have 15,000 people here. God gave their message to them. What something I said means something to you, it means something else to him. It's very simple. You all, by the grace of God, you all are being pastored. You see what I'm saying? I'm not playing no jive game. There's no money game and no number game. This is in my heart. You know, I want to be able to hear the Lord say, servant, well done. Okay? So now you know no condemnation, but get under conviction. You're not going to ever change if you don't get educated or if you don't get the right information. You're not going to change. Not the little few times I talk to you. You got to do some things yourself. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And now, I don't hang doctors. Tim gonna hang them. Because he had 5 years with prostate problem, and he went and they took him to all kind of rigmarole, and he didn't get no better but got worse. And so he had to go out on his own in an adventure and study what to do. And he went out and he found out how to take care of himself. So he's very adamant about that. So, you know, I'm not going to do that because I got good doctors in here, and doctors saved some of my people lives. So I'm not into that. But I'm just saying that if a good doctor would let you take care of yourself, that you don't need him. A good doctor would do that. A doctor who's just in business, he's not going to let you do it because he needs your business. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Okay. And so, as I say in my book, I'm going to teach the doctor how to live. You say, would you go to a doctor if you need one? Absolutely. You see me at a doctor, don't get shocked, because I ain't stupid. If it's something I can't handle, they're rushing me. You know what I'm saying? But most likely, most of the time, that won't happen. We fear. Fear make us take everything. And that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. You ain't going to die tomorrow. You know, I've had doctors told me. I was in the bed, hospital bed, years back. And I said, doctor, I'm going. He said, oh, no, Mr. Tom, you can't leave. You're going to die. I said, all right. Took the thing off and left out. Another doctor, I knew he was trying to make money. He says, I got to go inside of you, Mr. Tom, check you out. I might have to do a triple bypass. I look at Montrell. Montrell's with me some years ago. I look at Montrell. She. I'm feeling good. I don't know what he's talking about, you know. He saw some strain on a machine. Shoot, you ain't cutting me. That many years. I'm still here, eh? That's many years ago. Well, doc give me over 9 or 10 medicine. Take this, Mr. Tom, take this. Gee, I ain't took none of it. I didn't get scared. I didn't take it. Now, don't get off your medicine, because I'm saying that. Because you got to have faith, and you got to be in position. But I'm here, huh? And to finally walk into where I was messing up at. Because, see, I eat big time. You know, I go to some of the fanciest restaurants you can go to and don't even look at the price. Killing me. Killing my wife. Killing my family. Eating the wrong stuff. The richer you are, the more you got to watch. See? That's why I told y'all, I've been telling y'all back, listen at the money message. See, the money message was leading to this message. That no matter what Mr. Morrow said costs, ship it. No. Not when it can get you. Ship it overnight. I want it here tomorrow because I'm about to take this stuff. Lady got a lump in her breast. Doctor said you need to operate. Said, we're just going to take out 3 lymph nodes. You really don't need them anyway. So now what are we going to do with Psalm 134? Psalm 139:14, if she don't need them. Why, God, that man's smarter than God. God said you needed so many, but she said you don't need these 3. So I told the woman, don't let her operate. Talk to me. Give me 30 days. And she's doing it right now. Amen. But she go back. She asked me, should I go back for the consultation? I said, yeah, go back. She goes back. Her and her husband ask questions. The lady said, I really didn't see a lump. But I saw some strands, and I don't know what it is. I won't go in there and get that straight. Strange. You out of your mind. You gonna cut me open to go see what it is? Simple as that. That's the way it happened. It tell you something, you don't ask no question. You know what I'm saying? And by not asking any question, they just cut you. Come on. Give me a few days to think about this. But no, you're scared. If I don't get it tomorrow, I'm going to die the third day. No, he rolls on the third day. I'm just trying to make it a little easier on you. Called, I'm praying. Praying with three other men. Lady Nam called. I heard her name. Cookie. Going to die. The devil trying to kill her. So I prayed in tongue. Me and the other guy sitting there. So when the prayer was over, Pastor Marvin says, did Pastor Skelton talk to you? I said, no. He said, the devil trying to kill Cookie the other day. I'm driving back in my RV. I told my wife, get Skelton and Cookie on the phone. I took him into a consultation. I told her, you got to stop eating all that crazy food. Watch this man day and night till you get it in your understanding. Buy them herbs and start taking them. And they're going to save your life. Skelton busts out and cried. He said, I'm on it, Dad. We're going to do it right now. Let me ask you a question. Then I'm gone. What they got to lose? They're losing already. The same question I'm going to ask you. What you got to lose? You saw what Ezekiel 47 and 12 said. It's for medicine and for healing. Didn't they say it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
All this junk, grits and biscuits and, see, I know them because I eat them. I used to eat them. Huh? Sausage.
Yes, sir.
Scrambled egg. Dairy products are mucus. See? Huh? Now, I drink smoothies. Got healthy smoothies. You can make them with vegetables. Me and my wife had one last night. See? Vegetable juice. Juicing. That's when money coming came because I was going to the store to get some juice, stuff for juice. We got on and got off it. Saying, well, we got out of debt and got right back in debt, got out of debt, got right back in debt because we didn't have the education. We didn't have the principle of how to live debt-free. But now we got it. It don't take a lot of money to live debt-free. It takes some information. The time what I do need to buy, I don't need to buy this. We buy another car to impress our neighbor. The one you got running good. If you do it right, you don't have to buy another car to impress your neighbor. But then you just buy a car because you want one. You see? We never buy. We don't even buy our outfit for ourselves. We buy our outfit for the person who's looking at us. All right. Amen.
Thank you.
Peace. Peace.